Yes, your morning team show on WSGW. It's 7:43. You're listening with Dave, Pat, and Charlie. WSGW.com listening. Thanks to Vindeland Furniture Garage for making that possible. 100.5 and 790, and with Alexa and Siri, too. Just because I can't let it go. And thanks to a listener, we appreciate your messages you send. Best way to do so, Charlie at WSGW.com, Pat at WSGW.com, Dave at WSGW.com, based on our conversation we were having from last hour. So we were doing some entertainment news, and part of our entertainment news was a reference to Sunday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And we started to do some musings when it all began. Right. With the current version that's on NBC and the song. And the entertainment news is that Carrie Underwood's going to introduce a new version of the Sunday Night Football theme. Then we're trying to figure out where it all started. And so Mike from Saginaw says, you guys need help.
Well, not just on this.
Right. Yes, yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I thought. Just stop right there. Stop right there.
Yeah, I don't argue.
He says, you know, we were close on a lot of things we were talking about. For example, what you just heard there, Dave, you were right. We were talking about the John Williams.
Mm-hmm. 2006.
Yeah.
That, which is still played.
Yeah.
That is still going on.
That is what they use at the beginning.
The pregame.
The pregame, yeah, stuff, right. Like
and
that.
And then
yes.
During commercial breaks and when they're going, yeah, in and out. Yes.
It does have that John Williams feel to it, doesn't, mm-hmm, it not?
Yes, it does.
It's like, it's really cool stuff.
And by the way, I guess I forgot that John Williams composed that song, and he did a good job making it also sound like one of those old, those classic NFL films, like songs, too. He did a pretty good job.
Thought the same thing. You know, you, mm-hmm, could hear John Facenda's voice over that,
oh,
couldn't,
yeah,
you?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Easily. So we were there. The Carrie Underwood reference to Sunday Night Football, and Pat, I think you referenced it because he said, Pink did the first,
mm-hmm,
then it was Faith Hill, and then it was Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
But as he wanted us to mention, especially since he is a Joan Jett fan,
yes,
the original song was a Joan Jett song, of course.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I'd forgotten about.
Yeah.
This is what the Sunday Night Football theme.
Yeah. This is.
They worked Joan Jett's I Hate Myself for Loving You.
Right, right. Basically covering it, just with different words.
Yeah. But we didn't make that reference, and Mike is a Joan Jett fan.
Oh, but, well, many are.
Wanted to make sure that Joan Jett got her due. I understand that, you know. This really is a good song, isn't it?
It is. Huh? Great song.
Joan Jett really rocks it out.
Yeah.
Got to give you a little chorus line.
Where it gets rowdy.
It does. It does. And just for a quick reference, here's the original Pink version of Sunday Night Football.
Right.
And there you go.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So now you have. She did a good song.
Oh, yeah, no, too. Pink's got a tremendous voice.
And I think that introduced her to a lot of people that didn't know her, I think.
Yeah, older people like us.
Yeah. But anyway, so Mike, we appreciate helping us continue the conversation.
Thank you, Mike. And yes, Mike, we need help. So anytime.
Yeah, anytime, anytime you're out of reference. And we understand we didn't mean to shortchange Joan Jett in our conversation, right, at least giving her credit for having the inspiration. And didn't she perform? Did she actually do one of the years of the theme with Carrie, or did they just do a version of it?
Oh, I don't recall. I don't recall.
Yes,
yeah,
so I'm
not sure.
I think they did. Now I'm going to. No, if somebody wants to let me know, fine, but I'm not going to revisit this next hour, okay? Twice is enough in one morning.
Yes, right.
We appreciate that. I will say one other thing, though, and I remember this. What was it that, remember they changed the song a couple of years ago, and there was a lawsuit filed. It was just like for one season, I think they tried to do a different version of it.
Hmm.
And there, if I remember correctly, there was some lawsuit filed that says, hey, that's our song, and then they got away from it. I don't think the lawsuit was ever settled, or maybe it was just.
Well, that happens in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Songs being borrowed for other purposes, and it triggers royalties and copyrights and everything else.
All kinds of things like that come into play when you're using those kinds of songs. So, again, Mike, we appreciate it. And, again, I'll mention, you can reach us and send along your thoughts and questions and concerns whenever you hear anything going on. Email is an easy way to do that. Dave@WSJW.com, Pat@WSJW.com, and Charlie@WSJW.com.
Yeah.
And ArtLewis.com. Yes. It has to be different. It couldn't be just Art.com. It's got to be Art Lewis.
And if you need references to that, we have our Stay in Touch box in the morning on the WSJW.com page.
Yes.
With all that information there, too.
Well, that's where I believe the Alabama Crimson Tide contingent of our listening audience must always contact us whenever Charlie and I make one little comment about Nick Saban.
Those... Roll Tide, roll.
Yes.
They are very loyal here.
Yes, they are.
Sure. Wants us to know it's just not a Michigan State territory that's happening here.
Go Gators.
Oh, that's right. Got to have our Florida contingent checking in, too, from the newsroom. Hey, folks, those were talking about it. 1 week from this Saturday.
I know.
1 week from this Saturday, college football kicking off, both Michigan and SVSU fans.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We will have broadcasts of those games on WSUW. Looking forward to it.